Interview and job search strategies at work. This is advice I gave somebody a couple of years ago that I was given, and it's still relevant today. So here's how it goes. If you know anyone who wants to change their life, this is the advice I would give. First thing is to have a plan. Go without a plan, you gotta have a plan. A second thing is to write down on a piece of paper who you are, what you stand for, and what values you have. A third thing is to set out goals. I wrote down myself on a big poster board what my goals are, and I've looked at them every day and have accomplished most of them. Fourth thing is to seek out a mentor who shares the same ideas or who would like to see you advance in life. Mine, of course, was Stephen Covey. Of the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People and First Things First. I don't know the person. I don't know Stephen, but in reading his, or actually listening to his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, I consider him a mentor that way. The fifth thing is to think objectively. I used to tell myself that I couldn't afford this or that and didn't pursue my goals because I thought it was going to be hard. Well, once I started to think it could, then I knew it was hard, so I just changed my thinking. So think objectively. Sixth thing is to go on your own way. In life, if I would have listened to the people say, why do this or that, basically telling me to, saying to me, why would you want to succeed? This attitude is partly due to their own lacking goals in life and a need to bring you down into their world. The seventh thing is don't let life pass you by. I've accomplished many things in my life, and due to my willingness to try things and make a leap of faith, the idea is that if you keep coming up with the same unwanted outcome, then I must change the input. The eighth thing is if you understand in life you are in a checkout line and you are the one in front, help the one behind you get where you once stood. Ninth thing is say why not. In my case, why not meant going to the Middle East, and I could tell you how much more confident I had by going to Dubai and getting a job. How did I get here? After going to a men's warehouse to buy a suit for an upcoming interview, I asked a salesman, you know, I have confidence in who I am, but I'm lacking some guidance to get me to a professional level. The two books he told me of were Getting to Yes and The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. I did not get the Getting to Yes, but I did get the audio book or audio version of 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. My roommate, who complains about his life and talks of obstacles in his way, still has the same lifestyle and doesn't want to succeed. So he didn't believe what I was telling him, but I did. So that's my advice. So thanks a lot for viewing this, listening to this podcast.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.